Thank you, and thank you for all of you for being here today to share our experiences of the grief of being deprived of being with our husbands and the fathers of our children, and we're very happy to have your support with us. I'm the wife of Mohammed Mahjoub. My husband was detained since year 2000, June of year 2000, and until now he is still detained with no charges at all. Even CSIS themselves had admitted in court that they have no evidence whatsoever against him for being doing any criminal act in Canada, United States, or anywhere in the world. No place in the world is asking for him. And when they were asked, so why you have detained him, they said, we suspect that he could be a member of Al-Jihad. So under suspicion, my husband has been in jail for over 4 years, half of it in segregation. My husband in jail gained a hepatitis C, and until now they did not treat him at all. My husband lost his sight and reading. He cannot read because it's very difficult for him to read, and until now they did not get a specialist to check him or give him to subscribe glasses for him. My husband in jail had fell down while he was going down from his bed and injured his knee. Until now, there is no specialist saw him, even though MRI had described that he needs an operation. So far, no treatment at all. Over 4 years, he did not touch one of his children. Over 4 years, being held with no charges at all. He is being treated in a very, very bad manner. When at the time he was described that he had hepatitis C, he had severe headache and pain, and he was screaming from the pain. And then his inmate, his co-inmate, had called the nurse for him. The guards refused to allow the nurse to go in to check his blood pressure. And when it was very difficult and the nurse demanded for him to come out, they allowed him out, and the nurse checked his blood pressure and said, it's an emergency. Right now, call 911. You know what they did? And instead of calling 911, they dragged him. One from his collar and the other one from his sleeve. And they were bullying him all the way to a suicide watch room, and instead of sending him to the hospital. And his head been hitting both of the legs. And then they put him on the floor, on bare floor, took all of his clothes, and they were making jokes on him while he was screaming from the pain and from the high blood pressure. And they were saying, oh, he feels bad for capturing Saddam. Complete torture. One of the judges in court was saying, this is more like Guantanamo Bay, but in Canada. Canada is the most democratic country in the whole world. Canada is the most country that recognizes human rights. Where Mr. Paul Martin was advising the Russian to recognize the human rights and human and to have a democratic country. Where is it in Canada? You would never feel it unless you experienced it. I've been in Canada since 81. I've never went through such an experience. Right? But this is a horrible one. We're asking either you let them go or judge them. this is against human rights. Completely against human rights. The person who commit the most crime in the whole world have the right to see the evidence against them, have the right to have a fair trial, have the right to be judged. It's like a complete black hole. You don't know what's the end of it. You don't know what's the end of it. This is, as Matthew was saying, it's a complete torture. This is not human at all. And we are in Canada. My children keep asking, when are dads coming? Can we play with him? One time we were visiting and my son was saying, wouldn't it be nice if we all go inside and play with our dads? It would be very nice. Can we hug him? One time my 7-year-old said, Mom, if they don't let him go, they might as well take me. And he asked me to write a letter to his dad. And he said, Daddy, I love you so, so much. I want to bring all my toys and come and play with you in there. But I promise you, I will never let go. I will never let go. It's very, very hard on me. And especially when the time they ask, why our dad isn't there? Why is he in there? I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. Because I myself don't know why he's there. He himself doesn't know. One time we were on the phone and he was saying, you know what? If they allow us to have a fair trial, I myself will get the telephone, I will call every Canadian to come and observe the trial. I am innocent. I have done nothing wrong. We're not asking more than a fair trial. Allow the lawyer to see the evidence. Allow them to see the evidence. Allow the lawyers to defend them. If they've done something wrong, judge them. Why is the secrecy for? Are they trying to protect us? Or protect themselves? What they're really trying to do? What kind of a message are they trying to deliver? Is this to suit their purposes? And to observe, oppress Muslims? What is going on? Like, we have to question. We have to question whatever is going around us. We can't just sit there and take the news the way it is, because not everything is right. We can sit down and think of ourselves. Everyone has a brain that's a valuable thing that God had given us, right? And sit and think why they are keeping it secret. Why they're not allowing them to have a fair trial. The time is running, the time is passing by, the children are growing, the father are being deprived from enjoying the beautiful time with their children, and the children the same. The children in the neighborhood are keep asking my children, do you have a father? They say, yes. No, 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 you don't have a father. Then where is your father? And then the children come, Mom, the children keep saying that. I say, don't you talk to your father on the phone? Yes. Don't you go and see him? Yes. So, don't be bothered by what the children are saying. But still, children are children. They want to prove to the others that we have a father like you. One time, my 5-year-old was playing Sega with his friend, and he, out of nowhere, he looked at me and looked at his friend and he said, Mom, I miss my daddy. When are we going to visit him? I felt like he's trying to prove something to the child beside him. That hurts. That really hurts. All what we're asking is to give them fair trial, or let them go. Or let them go. That's all. And we really need all of your support and help. Thank you very much.